We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. You might be interested in this. There is an HBO documentary called Yacht Rock, a documentary.
Oh, I am all in.
You're familiar with it?
I cannot wait.
Bring me all the Steely Dan.
Yes.
Bring me all the Pablo Cruz.
This is Christopher Cross. I just read that Christopher Cross says that when he was trying to finance his first album, he did so by selling drugs. He was a very good salesman of weed and said that financed my first album, which was, and it was produced with Ride Like the Wind and Sailing.
I think Sailing was on that too.
Yeah, Sailing was his, on his first album. And he said, little did they know I was selling tons of weed behind the scenes to make money to make it. One breakthrough from the documentary.
I heard him tell a story about the open of the song Sailing.
Yeah.
Kind of how it starts.
Kind of builds slowly.
Builds slowly, yeah. And that was a mistake when they were recording it. And he said that he was playing it and his former brother-in-law was like, I like that.
Oh, oh, really?
Yeah, he's like, what? He goes, whatever you're doing there, that's cool. Leave that.
No kidding.
Interesting. Yeah.
Really?
I'm sure that almost every album probably has a story that's kind of cool like that.
Yeah.
Said when he was recording these songs, most of the time he was on acid also.
All right.
What he said.
Stop being so edgy. You're Christopher Cross.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm a rebel.
Shut up. Just embrace it, man.
Yeah, you are what you are.
Says on acid.
Rotund guy with bad facial hair and a couple good hit songs.
Did a lot of acid.
No one on acid wrote this.
So he sang it while on acid.
Well, he was already a superstar by this point.
Yeah, yeah.
This was later.
Yeah, that's right. And he said that what he did when he sold the weed, he bought tape machines and recording devices so that he could record the first album. And that's what it... So he's like, so when you hear those songs, just know that drug money paid for my career. It is edgy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Christopher, let me say this. Christopher Cross says that, and people are like, wow.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
A lot of rappers have done that, and everyone's like, criminals.
True.
All right. Okay, yeah, there's a...
yeah.
Okay.
Double standard.
Yep.
Big double standard.
Certainly. I guess that's right. Well, you just can't beat Christopher Cross. I just
only one person can beat this song.
Yeah, only... Well, Biggie sang it.
Biggie.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
You sang...
This is the his critically acclaimed debut.
Yeah.
Not debut, but album called The Truck Sessions.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was in his truck and driving and just felt the need.
When he gets on between the moon and New York City, the best that we can do, the best that we can do is fall in love.
I want that in a documentary.
That's right. Put that in there. Let's see how that goes.
I think I was going through a breakup at the time.
It's possible. There was a movie coming out about Bob Dylan's life starring Timothée Chalamet, and they have confirmed now.
Oh, have you been?
That's actually Chalamet singing. Son. Very nice.
Oh, where have you been, my darling young one?
We were talking about Oscar movies yesterday. I bet this gets some nominations.
Probably going to get some buzz.
Mm-hmm. Movie's called A Complete Unknown. Need to look and see when it opens. I'm sure I have that information here. But they're saying that Chalamet, who is a well-respected actor now, does do all his own singing as Bob Dylan.
Mm.
He sounds a lot like him.
I've been out in front of a dozen dead oceans.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. I don't know that much about Bob Dylan, but if you told me that was Bob Dylan, I wouldn't argue with you. But that's just me now. Chris Dim probably could tell the difference.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a hard road.
That's pretty good, though.
You remember, who was the guy that played Elvis? Austin Butler?
Very good.
Remember, he said singing like Elvis affected him for like a year after, which he couldn't talk normally, he said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was so in Elvis mode, he couldn't get out of it.
At some of his interviews, people were like, are you doing the Elvis? And he's like, what? No.
No, it's just how
it's just how I talk.
That's how he does it now. That's right.
Hey, man.
It was like Urkel. You know, it's like we just talked about Urkel.
Hey, do the voice. You can't not at a certain point.
Urkel, he said it ruined his vocal cords because he was Urkel for so long. This is the same for Austin Butler. He was Elvis for so long.
I can't imagine any other radio program, podcast in America would link Dylan, Elvis, and Urkel.
It's a gift. It's a gift, you know. I share it. We share it with the world every day here.
And what are we? Complete unknowns.
That's the title
even
of the
building.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Even in the building, we're complete.
True.
Listen, we missed Friday. Nobody noticed.
Nope.
I've been saying it for a couple of months now.
Yeah, nobody's taking.
Nobody's taking roll.
We weren't here Friday. I went off to Tennessee to visit the campus of the University of Tennessee. When I got back, everybody's like, in fact, I got emails like, let me stop by your office and do such and such. I was getting texts. It's like, come to my office, please.
I came by, but you had already left today. Yeah. Wrong.
I wasn't there.
That, we played a best of this morning. That was your best of?
I wasn't there. I know. Exactly. The other singer in the news, a little bit, going viral today, Ariana Grande. This reminds me of something I used to do. This is so, I'll tell you how I associate to this. Ariana Grande was in a limousine, but they pulled up at a stoplight next to a car, and the guy in the car had an Ariana Grande song playing to, you know, loud volume. So Ariana rolled down the window and said, oh my God, that's me. She pulls up to her.
Adore you.
Nice
I'm,
to meet.
I can't believe I'm like three. Like I'm this close to you.
This made
She rolled down the window of her limousine. His name was Edwin, and it
he
was
adores her.
He adores her. It was playing on the radio. It was playing on the LA radio station, and he had it turned up, and she was like, "Oh my God!" Now, full disclosure,
you're not going to link yourself to Ariana Grande.
Here's how I will. Here's what I did.
Not since the Urkel Elvis Dylan
triangulation. Here's how I will. Now, I did it the opposite way. When I was first on the radio, we're talking early 90s, FM station, I would record everything I did on the radio, talking over the songs, you know.
It's going to be cloudy tomorrow.
Yep. All of, you know.
Here's Millie Vanilli.
Ten in a row, rock and roll, whatever it was, you know, whatever I was saying. And I did a lot of fast food ordering at the time. So when I would get next to the window when she was handing my food, I would have me on cassette on, you know, from the radio, and I would turn it up to 11 just so she would hear it. And I'd be like, dang, who is that?
The voice from the car sounds like the voice coming from the radio speaker.
And I kept waiting for one McDonald's, Wendy's, or Burger King employee to say, are you the guy?
We're out of filet of fish. No, let me rewind it.
A lot of times I would go through several times. Uh-huh. They thought I was like, you know, mentally impaired or something because I kept going through, playing it.
Could you turn your radio down, sir?
Very high volume. I would always have it at a very high volume.
I'm told I can't sell you any more kids' meals. We have to keep toys for the others.
Do you know that not once?
Did you expect to like open your bag and find a pair of panties in there?
Yes. Not once ever did anyone notice and say, are you, oh my God, are you the guy from the.
No. Complete unknown.
It never, ever happened. One more musician in the news. Morgan Wallen. I really should take some credit for Morgan Wallen's success.
Excuse me?
Well.
To what extent?
I guess it's like...
When you blackballed him?
Yeah. Morgan Wallen has done three things that I know of wrong. One, he was caught when he was getting ready to host Saturday Night Live. It was during the pandemic, and he was caught at an Alabama frat party kissing all the girls.
Sorority row.
And I said, it's over for Morgan Wallen. Okay.
This irresponsible man.
Exactly. A year later, Morgan Wallen is caught drunk on his front lawn, yelling obscenities and the N-word. And his neighbor recorded it. And I said, it's over for Morgan Wallen. That's it for Morgan Wallen. That's not going to happen. Okay, it's done for him. Okay, on April 7th of this year, he threw a chair off the top of a three-story bar and grill.
Owned by Eric Church?
Owned by Eric Church.
Yep, over at Chiefs.
In Nashville. I said, it is over for Morgan Wallen.
Three strikes,
Three
Morgan.
Strikes and you're out.
No one disrespects Chiefs.
That's right. Now, 6 months later, Morgan Wallen has broken the record for most hot country number one singles in 1 year. He's had five. This is his fifth. It's called Lies, Lies, Lies. And again, ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. This breaks the record set by Garth Brooks and Morgan himself from last year. So in the 2 years that I pronounced him dead, he's had 9 country number one hits, and that breaks all kinds of records. He also broke, Luke Combs had 4 as well. So in a calendar year, last year he had 4, this year he had 5. He's the first person ever to have 5 in one calendar
year. Next year, 6?
I think it's over.
Oh, what a tie-in for this year, too. Mm-hmm. One of his biggest concerts was at at Tennessee.
Oh, yeah. At the state. Peyton Manning came out there.
Dressed in his old Tennessee uniform.
That's right. So, straight fire. When that happened, I said, it's done for Morgan Wallen. Now, not only is he breaking this record, I'm going to be in that stadium.
Yeah.
The whole play.
Probably singing along to this song.
Exactly.